Good afternoon. This is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. Today is the 3 o'clock hour, and it's Friday, February 11th, 2022. And let's start the meeting with John O'Rourke and open up the Zoom. And I hope John will be here shortly and see if someone else pops in. Okay. Let's see. Oh, there's John O'Rourke. Hey, John O'Rourke, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
How you feeling? You're back from your appointments today?
I just hung up on the last one. Yep.
Oh, okay, great. Perfect time. Just got on. Yeah, I started the podcast already. Anya said she won't be able to make it, so this may be you and me today. We had the Zoom meeting for the Legion of Mary earlier, and that went well. That was good. And last night, John, you missed a great one. We started the consecration to St. Joseph at St. Gregory the Great. It's good. Esther, I've seen her before. She's leading it, and she's done the first Saturdays in St. Gregory and a bunch of stuff she's done, and she's really great, good leader. And she's a Filipino, and which is important because Father Galloway, how he got hooked on St. Joseph was from someone from the Philippines. So, and they did a one-hour video. And I'm going to try, the paper I had has a link on it, and I'm going to post that link. And I believe it's taking place in St. Francis University. And you know who teaches there? Dr. Scott Hahn, and he was in the video. And another doctor, a priest, I don't remember his name. And of course, Father Galloway, and they talk about St. Joseph and his consecration, and it's a one-hour video, and it's great. It really gives you a lot of insight. And even if you're not taking the consecration to St. Joseph, everyone should watch that. And you still really have time, according to the book. You don't really have to start until the 15th to get it for March 19th for the consecration day. So. But since we're doing the class, we're starting as of yesterday, day one. So, and Esther asked for you. She was ready for you. Has a name tag for you and everything, and she's ready. So you know how offices are. They don't really know what they're doing. I hate to say that, but it's true. Wherever you go, whatever office it is, we want to talk about how long it took you to get a bath to get into the place, right, John? Exactly. So we know about offices and how that works. You know, let's see when personnel gets involved. But anyway, it's a new day and it's an exciting day because I'm working on the consecration of St. Joseph. And last time I did it, the first time, but I kind of did it by myself, and I consecrated myself on March 19th, 2020, which was just like, I think a day before the pandemic hit hit big down South Florida anyway. And so we had a lot of struggles the last 2 years, and we still have to overcome it, and we pray we will. So, but John, I know you said you had a special prayer you'd like to do today, and so please pray.
Today, in addition to the feast of Blessed Lady of Lourdes, is right. The World Day of the Sick.
Very important day, yes.
So today is the World Day of the Sick, which is the liturgical memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Lourdes. So there's a long explanation over here, but it wraps up in the first. We'll just do it. So.
Okay, thank you, John.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Mary, you shine continuously on our journey as a sign of salvation and of hope. We entrust ourselves to you, health of the sick, who, at the cross, united with Jesus' pain, kept your faith firm. You know what we need, and we trust that you'll provide for those needs, so that as a Canaan gallery, the joy and celebration may return after the moment of trial. Help us, Mother of Divine Love, to conform ourselves to the will of the Father and to do what Jesus tells us, who took our suffering upon himself and burdened himself with our sorrows to bring us through the cross to the journey of resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
It wraps up. We seek refuge under your protection, O Mother of God. Do not despise our plea. We who are put to the test, and deliver us from every danger, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen.
Amen.
A prayer from Pope Francis.
Oh, nice. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And do you have a special prayer for souls in purgatory for today? Awesome.
I do.
Okay.
Today is Friday. Souls in purgatory. O Lord God Almighty, I ask you by the precious blood which your divine Son shed on this day upon the wood of the cross, especially from his most sacred hands and feet, deliver the souls in purgatory, and in particular that soul for which I am most bound to pray, that no neglect of mine may hinder it from praising you in your glory and blessing you forever. Amen.
Amen. And now we'll start the chaplet of divine mercy. And in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and an ocean of mercy opened up the whole world. O font of life, and fab of divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth for the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you.
I trust in you.
We now pray to our Father, Hail Mary, John, do Psalms 130, and then the Apostles' Creed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Psalm 130, pray for pardon and mercy. Out of the depths I call to you, Lord, Lord, to my cry. May your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, keep account of sins, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, and so you are revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and I hope for his word. My soul looks for the Lord more than sentinels for daybreak. More than sentinels for daybreak, good Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord's mercy, with him is plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all its sins. Amen.
Amen. And then the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven to see the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
And like always, John, you do the first small decades, and we rotate back and forth. And like always, if anybody happens to join us from the Legion or in routes, they're welcome to participate also. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, so with divinity, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Repeat after me 3 times. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whose mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion is exhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us. And in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence, submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. We'll now be praying the Novena of Divine Mercy, and I think we're like almost day 9. Weren't we in day 8 yesterday, John? I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. What was 8? Venerate God. We did that. Let's see. Did we do the souls in purgatory? It's always good to pray that.
Yeah, last time we did it.
You did. So then we must be in day 9 then, right?
Okay.
Yes? You say so? And Jesus states, today, bring me the souls who have become lukewarm. And we know a few of those are family members, co-workers, and pretty much everyone since the, mostly, since the pandemic. And he says, immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls who would become the harder, most painfully. My soul suffered the most dread and loathing in the Garden of Olives because of the lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it was be your will. For them is the last hope of salvation, is to run to my mercy. Most compassionate Jesus, you are the compassion itself. I bring lukewarm souls into the abode of your most compassionate heart. In the fires of your pure love, let these tepid souls, who, like corpses, filled with such deep loathing, but once again set aflame. O most compassionate Jesus, exercise your optimism and your mercy and draw them into your very adore of your love. And then bestow them with all the gift of your holy love, but nothing is beyond your power. Eternal Father, turn your most merciful gaze upon the lukewarm souls who are nevertheless enfolded in your most compassionate heart of Jesus. Father of mercy, I beg of you to be, by your bitter passion of your Son and by his 3-hour agony on the cross, let them too glorify in the abyss of your mercy. Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll be praying the Litany of Divine Mercy, the words our Lord Jesus gave to St. Faustina. And our response is, I trust in you. And Johnny, like always, I trust in you to lead us like you always do, very greatly.
Divine Mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, fountain gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, source of miracles and of wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, descending to earth in the person of the Incarnate Word.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, which flowed out from the open womb of the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the Sacred Host.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the sacrament of Holy Baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, our justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the source of our happiness and our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, the crown of all God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine Mercy, in which we are all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the only hope of sparing souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, repose of hearts, peace amidst fear.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, delight and ecstasy of holy souls.
I trust in you.
And divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you. Thank you, John. And now I'm going to pray the Fatima prayer. And it's called the sacrificial prayer when enduring sufferings, making sacrifices, or offering up mortifications. And it goes like this. Oh, Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the conversion of the poor sinners and in reparation for offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of Fatima, July 13th, 1917, a little over 104 years ago. John, I do have one prayer, the Marian Creed, but do you have a prayer before I pray that? Do you have something? Jesse, you said something about your lost a former co-worker.
Well, it is the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. So I'm going to pray here for
you. Okay.
Pray to Our Lady of Lourdes.
Thank you.
O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comfortress of the afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look upon me with mercy. When you appeared in the Grotto of Lourdes, you made it a perfect sanctuary where you dispense your favors and where many sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal. I come, therefore, with unbound confidence to implore your maternal intercession. My loving mother, obtain my request. I will try to imitate your virtues so that I may one day share your company and bless you in eternity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. And now we're praying the Marian Creed. And this was adopted from a booklet of CEM. And it goes like this. I believe in the Virgin Mary and firmly believe in her with all my heart. I believe in the divine maternity, in her perpetual virginity, and her immaculate conception, in her mission of co-redemptrix by the side of her son, and our Redeemer. I believe in her assumption in heavenly glorification in body and in soul. For Mary is the image of the church, and she have her full fulfillment to ages to come. I believe in her spiritual maternity, in her escalational maternity, and her true queenship. I believe in her intercession of grace for the growth of the divine life of souls. I believe, therefore, in the loving presence of the side of all creatures as Mother Help of Christians and Our Lady of Perpetual Help. I believe in the universal triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because this is her hour. I give my heart to you, Mother of my Jesus. Mother of my love. Amen. Do you have any more prayers, John?
There's a quick one here.
Okay. There's time we have left.
Yeah.
We're about 7 minutes. We're doing good, John. Yeah, John.
Very quick one here. It's from Harry Lord Paul. It's when we all open our eyes and when we see the signs coming from him. It's Lord, grant me humility, gratitude, and obedience when we hear you call us by name. Amen. So, good point. The signs are there. He's giving us a sign so we can open up and accept.
Okay. And it's supposed to actually start tomorrow, but anyone wants to get a head start, it's a Novena to the Holy Spirit. And let me get that. Let's see what that looks like. Is it so far? I can't see my eyes if it's all done. Yes, it's so far. Apologize. I got that already. And the cat is attacking the computer screen. But, you know. If we go blank, we know why. I'll see what's a little. Let's see. And it talks about the demeanor to the Holy Spirit. And it says to be recited 9 consecutive days without interruption. If you forget to recite one day, you must start all over. Oh. Beginning from the Friday before the Psalmistry of Ascension, or each time you wish to experience the devotion of the Holy Spiritual that you wish to request the grace from our Lord by means of his intercession. And so it goes, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And it goes, O God, come to my aid. And we respond, O Lord, make haste to help me. Yeah? O Lord, make haste to help me.
Yeah. Oh, what is it?
Oh, O Lord, make haste to help me.
O Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
From the beginning, now, shall be, world without end.
Amen. And now the tells you the creed. So I'm going to do the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, received by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there it comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And it goes like this. Holy Spirit, gift of God to my soul. I am overcome with emotion and admiration when I think of you. I find no words which can express the deep happiness which I feel, knowing that you are the most sweet and divine guest. My contemplation to fill my soul with peace and love, like water which floods the land. I'm awed in so much consideration on your part. I thank you for the beauty and greater than all work and beyond, and the power of imagination. And I think of, sorry, I got this one in my book. He doesn't want me to read anymore. Okay, come again. How to change a page when someone's sitting on the book. Okay. Holy Spirit, love and gentleness of the Father and the Son, the flower and perfume of all holiness of God, divine fire of enkindling within me, and raw renew my heart, wipe out every stain and all the darkness, burn and every impurity, and grant that I may resemble the image of your divine Son. Spirit of fire, you who are designed to live within me, in order to be sanctifying me, enkindling me to the fire of your love, to penetrate and surround my soul with your flame, drive away the empty disorder of the bodily desires, and encourage me to take up the apostolic missions. Give me the grace of the income, a flame that burns from pure and essential love. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As John, as it was in the beginning?
In the is now and shall be forever. Amen.
Spirit of courage, who's given me the strength to martyrs to die joyfully with the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, to fill me with this divine gift of intensity, to take off my torpor and laziness and make me courageous in undertaking all that the Lord's asked of me, willing to make me his sacrifices, not being discouraged by futurity, for the sake of the glory and for the spiritual maternity benefits, my body, my brothers and sisters, give me the strength on with burning zeal without becoming weary or leaving unfinished what I have begun. Give me the courage and the energy to defend the church without fear, to profess before all people the integrity of faith, and grant that I may truly be obedient to the Pope and to the bishops. Give me heavenly inspirations to carry out all the apostolic, that may I proceed to the end, even to the point of martyrdom to the body of soul, if that is your will. Divine Spirit, surround me with your optimism, sustain me with your vigor, close me with your invincible strength. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
It was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Spirit of light and truth.